The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, according to findings in a recent survey, one in seven people would be unable to cope financially if they were faced with an emergency which cost €1,000. The Credit Union Consumer Sentiment Survey for May found that a large number of people would struggle if they were hit by a major bill, such as an emergency car repair or replacing household appliances like dishwashers or washing machines. To talk about this, I'm joined now by economist and economic analyst Austin Hughes. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, is this something new or has it always been thus?
It has been similar to this for the last few years. We've been conducting this special segment of the consumer sentiment survey for the last 5 or 6 years. And by and large, we found fairly consistent responses to the question. So there has been a significant number of consumers who have been struggling right through the last 4 or 5 years. But the important aspect is it is drifting up over the last couple of years. That's not entirely surprising, given, you know, the cost of living crisis and its impact on household finances. So what we find is that there are wide variations in consumer financial circumstances because we have wide variations in incomes in the economy. And in that regard, we have roughly about half of Irish consumers who I would describe as comfortable in that if they had a financial emergency, an unexpected bill amounting to €1,000, they could either use their existing savings or in some instances, roughly one in five would actually use their current income. So they've enough money coming in each week or each month to pay this bill. So they would be the comfortable. At the other end of the spectrum, you have 15% who say they couldn't cope. You have a further 7% who say they would go to a non-bank lender, you know, they wouldn't go to a bank or credit union. So you're probably talking about high cost of credit, maybe money lenders or that. And also you have a further very small amount, but it's about 4% who say they would sell something. So you have probably around one in four consumers who are basically clinging on in that a financial emergency would cause them real difficulty. Whereas I say it's about one in two who would probably be able to manage that sort of difficulty reasonably a straightforward manner.
Now, this is not to use the blame game. I mean, people will say, oh, they have a financial crisis, but didn't they go to Benidorm last year?
Well, that could be the case in some instances, but what we typically find is that among the groups who report difficulty, you know, with an unexpected bill, they tend to be those on lower incomes. They tend to be those who are reporting each month to our survey difficulty in making ends meet. And I think you also find that female respondents to the survey are nearly twice as likely as males to respond this. And I think the main reason for that is that females tend to be in lower income households. They tend to be heads of lower income households, reflecting disparities in earnings and that. So what you tend to find is that this is a problem that is significantly among those in lower income. But also there is a cohort, and it's a group that run from those aged 45 to 64 who say that they're also probably overrepresented in the group who say they would have difficulty. And those among that group are probably those who have decent incomes, but there's maybe a decent amount of money coming in each month, but there's also a significant amount that's spoken for before it arrives in the door. So you're talking about those with higher mortgages. You're talking about those with maybe the extension, the car loan, the cost of the kids, those sort of elements. So they're a sort of silent grouping. So yes, maybe they do go on holiday, but you know, in those circumstances, the reality is that it would be expected that people could afford maybe a holiday. It's not a sense that from the survey details we're picking up that these are people who are outspending left, right and centre.
Okay, it's not the person having the latte every day, and if they didn't, they'd you know, put hundreds of euro away in savings every month. We're not talking about those kind of people.
No, there is a consistent picture, you know, that those on higher incomes, those with higher savings, are managing fairly well. And, you know, it reflects that there are probably three tiers to the consumer economy. You know, quite often economists will talk about the consumer as though we're all in the same boat, but circumstances vary quite widely. And it may well be, as you say, you know, that some of them have the occasional latte. Some of them have a car loan or whatever. But it is a case that the cost of living crisis has meant that their capacity to deal with an unexpected financial hit has weakened significantly in recent years.
Now, do we know how many people have recourse to the state who'll actually be able to go to the local social welfare office and say, I'm banjaxed. I just don't have the money for that dishwasher which broke down. It's not repairable. I need to get another one.
No, that isn't in the survey findings. We don't ask that level of detailed questions, partly because people will tend to have privacy issues around this. But in terms of the general survey, my sense is that when you pick up certain groups within this, we'll say, troubled sort of cohort, the 45 to 64 probably reflects a broad range of groups. And as I say, I think there's a group who are silently struggling there, who as I say, probably have, you know, the job, the car, maybe the holiday in Benidorm or that. But at the end of each month, there are very significant difficulties matching the incomings and the outgoings. And in that regard, they're just living close to the edge, paycheck to paycheck, each month.
Now, the government has ruled out across the board cost of living help in the budget for 2026. But they haven't entirely ruled out that there might be targeted measures for those really in difficulty.
No, and I think that there, you know, the survey is suggesting a need for that. But I think more broadly, because, as I say, there may be a cohort who are silently struggling. You know, certainly when we heard about the challenges that tariffs are posing to the economy, one of the first things that was flown was the idea that, well, we mightn't see tax cuts or that. What we're talking about here is a group kind of who probably need, you know, some concessions in terms of income taxes there as well. And there are two reasons for this. I think one, certainly the survey is suggesting that people need maybe a little bit of support. And remember, while cost of living pressures may appear to be down because inflation is a bit lower, costs haven't fallen in recent years. The inflation rate, you know, is still pointing to rising prices month on month. And recently we've had a spike in grocery price inflation. So there's a group who are significantly struggling. And that means that there is a need there for you know, more broadly based supports in terms of the budget. And the second element too, is in terms of consumer sentiment. You know, the tariff threat is a real issue for the Irish economy, but there are other challenges. And I think we need to continue in terms of infrastructure and, you know, both economic and social. And in that context, the idea that as soon as, you know, there is a threat to the economy, well, the first thing we have to protect is the public finances. I think there are broader issues there. And the survey is suggesting, as I say, that, you know, if one of four consumers are struggling, it's telling you that you probably need to have more inclusive economic growth in the next couple of years.
Now, the bill does get paid in the end. Maybe the dishwasher doesn't get replaced, but the medical bill gets paid, or the insurance gets paid or whatever. So you mentioned some people have recourse to moneylenders, but I presume most people either go to their bank and hope to qualify for a personal loan, or else they used the card, the frisbee, the plastic card, the credit card, just to pay a bill and then accrue huge amounts of interest.
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting there that there seems to be a debt aversion that probably is a learning from the financial crisis. So, you know, when we ask people, would you put it on a credit card? It's 6% answer. We use an overdraft or term loan from a bank or credit union, 5%. You know, more people are borrowing from a friend or family. That's 8%. There is that debt aversion, whereas this study is based on a similar study that's carried out out in the US by the Federal Reserve there, and they find that the majority of people there would actually put it on a credit card. So there is an element there in which people are probably debt averse in Ireland at the moment. And there is probably, given that people are borrowing from non-bank lenders, there is a small group of people who are both maybe credit constrained as well as cash constrained, and they possibly don't qualify for bank lending or that at the moment. So, you know, I think you're finding different circumstances across the Irish economy. And as I say, while the macro economy in general is doing quite well, and we saw yesterday, you know, very strong increase in employment in the first quarter of this year, the rising tide doesn't lift all boats to the same degree. And that's the issue the survey is pointing out. And when you look across the Atlantic at the sort of fractures that come when you have an economy and a society where there are huge divergences in outcomes, you know, it maybe it sends a warning that we need to be careful to be inclusive in terms of what we do in our economy.
All right, Austin, thank you very much for joining us. That's economist Austin Hughes.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.